Alrighty, it's Wednesday, and you're here on the Big Daddy Radio Hour with your host, Brian Garrity, and the beautiful Dr. Angela Moskowitz. Moskowitz or Moskowitz?
Wow, you've never asked.
I haven't asked you that.
And that just kind of rolled.
When I was typing it today, it's Moskowitz.
It's Moskowitz.
Yeah, Moskowitz.
Yeah, it's Greek, actually.
And she's Greek, and she's a beautiful Greek lady. Most Greek ladies are very beautiful, but you're exceptional.
Thank you.
And we have Wesley Shaw from RPM Mortgage back.
Hello.
We've missed you.
Yeah.
Very lucky to have Adam on the board today. Thanks for being here, Adam. We love when you're on the board. And special guest, Mia Roseberry from Wounded Warrior Homes. I didn't butcher your last name, right?
No, you got it right.
It's an easy one. If you can't get Roseberry, you're scared.
You'd be surprised.
I do that thing with people's names. I don't know about you. Like, if you call somebody like a Susie and their name's really Sally, and then they're forever Susie. Do you ever have that happen with somebody where you just can't get the name right and you mean to get it?
Yeah, I don't know why. I just kind of flashed to the Oscars. Did you guys see what John Travolta did?
Oh my gosh. I mean, top of the hour. We're going
to
talk a lot about Wounded Warrior Homes. But let's talk about the Oscars on Wednesday. On Wednesday night. Jesus. I'm telling
it's
you.
It's always on Wednesday.
You know, yeah.
I'm
it was
assassin.
On Sunday night, folks. This has been quite the week. I've not been up to par. I apologize. But Angela had an Oscar party that we missed, unfortunately.
That's right. We do it every year.
Sunday.
And
it was fun. That John Travolta, shame on him. That was bad. And, you know, it's, a billion people? I mean, it could happen to me, but and she was the gal that was in Wicked, right?
Oh, honey. Yes. And she was one of the leads in Rent. And she's just this extraordinary singer slash actress. She's beyond words.
And he totally,
love this woman.
He totally butchered her name.
No. Completely butchered.
Yeah, it was like not even close.
Name, no.
And, you know, on Chelsea Handler, they were talking about it. I love Chelsea Handler.
Uh-huh.
She's coming to San Diego April 25th.
Yeah.
We got to try to get her to call into the show.
Oh, that'd be great.
But she was saying,
what
like,
did she say?
They rehearsed for that.
I know.
I mean, how didn't he get it? Come on.
Yeah. Now, not everybody likes musicals or does Broadway. I get that
right.
We all have our genres, and I am so love Broadway. But yeah.
But especially with that
practice.
Caliber
just,
show and his caliber in terms of status of, you know, in the acting
entertainer.
World.
Yeah,
entertainer.
Yep.
I thought it was a little, I didn't get it at first because I wasn't as familiar. I know she is once, you know, you throw in all the, the similar, or what she's done, her resume.
Right.
But
she's on Glee and I could go on. I could go on and on.
Has she been on Glee?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Where is she? What role?
She's the mother of one of the main leads of the. Anyway, she's
okay.
But, sorry.
Do you think she seemed a little like shocked when she. It seemed like for a minute there.
Yeah, but.
Like it stopped the performance for a second, or was that just me?
You know, I didn't look that closely. I had a big party going on, so I was just so shocked with what John had done. But no, I think she's an amazing celebrity in her own right, and I'm sure, you know, it might have pinched for a second, but she's fine.
Right.
She's got a great reputation. She's extraordinary at what she does, and it's a blip on the screen. In a certain way, it's not a big deal, but I just found it an interesting moment.
Did you watch the Oscars, Mia?
I did. And to be honest with you, I didn't know her name.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
but
I mean,
when he said it, I didn't know who he was talking about either.
Oh,
if I had heard her the correct name, I would have known who she was.
Sure. Yeah.
She was amazing. Absolutely amazing.
I mean, that was unfortunate because I think there's, then I guess maybe once people saw her, they got it. But I think from like the introduction part, like people probably
were
like, who is that? Yeah. I thought that was weird. I know that Pink did a fantastic job.
She's so amazing.
Fantastic.
Oh,
I mean, she's. Out of the gals that we always talk about, the popsters, like the Britneys and the Christinas and everybody.
And Celine,
I mean, Pink is really kind of an, I think, underserved talent because she's amazing. She's got a great voice.
She's been around for a long time.
She writes great music.
Yeah.
And she does all that acrobatic kind of Cirque du Soleil stuff, which she actually does it.
Oh, yeah.
And learned it. I don't know. I think as an entertainer, singing, and you can comment on this, Angela. Singing to me would be hard enough, but
it
then
is.
You're doing acrobatics and
can't fathom. Yeah. No, I can't fathom doing it upside down, twirling like, what, 100 feet above the audience.
I would just be scared of twirling. That part would just scare me. What do you think, Wes?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just like, you know, they've got to have
it's very impressive.
Major insurance policy going on, number one. Mm-hmm. But number two, just being 100 feet in the air and singing, I'd be more worried, like, please, God, make sure those ropes are holding us tight. And they also, Bette Midler, for the first time, took the stage. And I thought that was a really good segue from the In Memoriam, kind of the people that had passed this year. And Wind Beneath My Wings is just a really, really great song. I think it has...
Timeless,
I think it has a special meaning for everybody. And I think Bette looked great, and I think Bette did a really good job. What did you think?
She's fantastic. She's just an icon. I thought it was beautiful. Just class act.
She is a class act. Yeah. What do you think about?
I've always thought she was amazing.
Yeah.
Always.
I think it's amazing. It's the first time that she's ever sang on the Oscars. I mean, I think they should move to bringing on some of the more notable singers. I know some of the people that did the original songs for the film. This is outside of bed. I'm talking about like the best song nominees. Get a little offended when they're not the ones that are chosen to actually sing it for the performance the night of the Oscars. But at the same time, it's like, look, they're trying to draw in viewers. They're trying to keep people entertained. And unfortunately, some of those people just don't have the name. They have the voice.
Right.
They don't have the name. So I don't know. The Oscars, there was a lot of coverage about it afterwards. A lot of people said it was too long. It was stale. I thought it was great. Yeah, I read there was a lot of comments on Twitter and Huffington Post and just the, kind of the day after nonsense.
Gotcha.
They did a really funny skit on the, you know how when they have like Ryan Seacrest is in one location, Juliana DePandy is in another location, and you know how they're like, cut to Angie, cut to Mia, okay, back. But they did a hilarious skit again. It was on Chelsea Handler, but I thought it was really funny. And she had like six of her comedians do it.
Oh, no.
And they were all acting like they were on-air correspondents. And they would get two words out, and it would be like, cut to Angela. And Angela would say two words, cut to Wes. And then they would say two words, cut to Mia, cut to Brian. And I mean, that's kind of what it's become. Those pre-show spectacles, they're hard to follow.
Yeah.
I mean, they jump around so much, and, you know, they've all got their opinions, but the amount of dollars in terms of the jewelry that some of those women were wearing.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, you could see the bodyguard walking with the people that had on like the millions of dollars of jewelry. It's just craziness. Yeah. What did you do? Did you do an Oscar party or did you just watch it at home?
No, we just watched it at home. It was actually, for the first time in a very long time, just a down day at home, which is very rare.
Those are
for
great
us.
Days.
So it was great.
And it was, you know, a perfect day for that, too. The weather has been so bipolar lately. It's a great day in San Diego today. We love it.
Yeah.
But we got the storm. And, you know, I know there's a drought going on and we need the rain. But I don't like when it rains like it did. But I'm the kind of guy that I like the sunshine and feeling groovy. And
well, you're living in the right place.
Yeah, they definitely landed in the right place. So what's going on in the mortgage world this week, Wes?
We have a lot that was improving interest rates with the whole crisis going on in Ukraine. But now we've seen that kind of taper off and correct yesterday. So, but it's still all intents and purposes. It's a great time to obtain a mortgage. Rates are still like 4.5%. I mean, that's awesome. If you look at from the time they've tracked interest rates to now, you know, the average is around 6.5%. And if you're getting a rate of 4.5%, you're borrowing money at a good price.
I agree. You know, they keep saying that the rates are going to increase. The rates are going to increase. It's going to be at 6% by the end of the year. That's why I'm always hesitant when I'm out working with a client showing properties to, that's why we have the finance experts. But it's, you know, you read all this propaganda about, what do you think is going to happen? We're not really seeing, we're in March already. I mean, we're not really seeing the kind of increases they had talked about. I mean,
it's hard to tell and it's hard to predict, you know, different things that happen worldwide, like what's going on in Ukraine and different places in the world, aside from our economic reports that we that we have that come out. But I mean, really, with the rates increasing means that the economy is improving. And if the economy is improving, then that means that everything is strengthening. And that's a good thing in terms of home purchases and people looking for homes, because it means there'll be more jobs and there'll be more job security and there'll be more people out there in the market looking to purchase a home. So in the face of rising interest rates, I think we'll still see a strong demand for purchases of homes.
Right. I know on the previous hour with Mr. Credit, they were talking about the supply in terms of what's on the market. And, you know, you're starting to see more sellers put their homes back on the market. There's those people that are just insistent on wanting to wait until the spring, summer season because they think they're going to get top dollar. And actually, right now at this point, I mean, you've got the most committed buyers. You've got people that are out there that are wanting a home. You don't have the same amount of competition that you're going to have a couple months from now. If you're ready, pull the trigger. I mean, it doesn't make sense to me. They're staying in that kind of old school, cyclical, mm-hmm. you need to sell in the summer. And you really don't. I mean, right now is a good time. And we've had buyers out both weekends. And listen, those sellers they're serious sellers, serious buyers. So, you know, I disagree with anyone that says you should wait until the summer. I think now is a good time to sell your house. I think it's a good time if you're a buyer to make that move and really get with a professional like myself that can get you out there, can go over all the variables. I think the problem is too many people want to put a blanket on it and just say, now is a good time to sell for everybody. Work with somebody so that they can go over your individual circumstances and find out, is it actually a good time for you to sell? Or maybe you're a year away from retirement. Who knows? I mean, maybe you need to wait. It just depends. But for a lot of people getting into the market, if you're a new buyer, it's a good time to do so. And do it while the rates are 4.5%. You can stay in that loan forever.
Definitely.
You know, I mean, that's mm-hmm. a good loan to have. So, Mia, Wounded Warrior Homes, when we get back from break, this is a very important cause. It's very near and dear to Big Daddy Radio. Both Angela and I are 150%, as well as Wes, in support of all the charitable actions you're doing. And we want to get the information out there to our listeners to help get you support. So, folks, stay with us. It's Wednesday. It's sunny. It's gorgeous in San Diego. You're on ESPN 1700, Big Daddy Radio. We'll be right back. All right. We're back from our first break on Big Daddy Radio here every Wednesday at 1 o'clock on ESPN 1700. Dr. Angela Moskovitz, my host, is with us, and Wes Shaw from RPM Mortgage. You know, if you're feeling blue, you're feeling like you're just having a hard time getting through stuff and you need someone to talk to, I mean, I can't emphasize enough how important it is to talk to someone. And Angela is probably one of the best psychologists that I've ever met. And she's very caring. She's very empathetic. She's just very warm, very supportive. And I think that's what a lot of people need in therapy. And so if you want to contact Angela, you can contact her directly. You can go to bigdaddyradio.com. You can email us. We've had people do that and then leave their phone number. But if you want to contact Angela directly, please do so. Angela, what is the best number for people to contact you?
858-259-6272.
So that's easy. Give it to him one more time.
858-259-6272.
Okay, that's Dr. Angela Moskovitz. Contact her and she does short-term, long-term, depending on whatever your needs are, and she'll work with you. But I suggest, if you're in the doldrums or maybe there's an issue you're trying to work through, there's somebody studying for the bar and they can't seem to push through, she's there. She'll help you. She'll help you. She's somebody
Thanks,
that you
Brian.
Want on your team. No, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, Mia, Wounded Warrior Homes, let's remind our audience about what you do, and it's such an important thing.
Wounded Warrior Homes is a San Diego-based nonprofit. My husband, Steve, and I are the founders. And we provide transitional housing to single post 9/11 combat veterans with traumatic brain injury and post-traumatic stress. As you know, many veterans are discharged from the military either, you know, because of their injuries, and it can take up to 2 years for them to receive their benefits. So now they're out. Wow. They have no income. They're unable to go to work, which is why they got out of the military in the first place. And, you know, you can only save up for money that's going to last you for so long, and then that's gone.
Right.
And our homeless population in across the United States, a study came out through USA Today recently, and it said there were over 48,000 Iraq and Afghanistan veterans that are homeless in the United States.
That's a crime.
That's tragic.
That's ridiculous.
That's a crime. I'm sorry. 48,000 people that were fighting for our freedom that we have. I mean, you just don't realize, folks. I mean, there's no better place to be than here. And if you don't feel that way, then go move to where you think it's better. But I'm telling you, to have 48,000 homeless veterans, that's sickening. And it's because they don't have the resources.
It just, you know, it takes time for everything to come through for them. So they don't have any money. A lot of them don't have family or don't have a support system. Some do, and they go home to a small Midwestern town, which is wonderful, except they don't have the VA support there.
Oh.
They don't have counselors. Mm-hmm. They don't have doctors. They can't get to their doctor's appointments. Mm-hmm. A lot of the guys we were talking to in the very beginning that helped us sort of catapult us into doing this was they were saying, yeah, I can go home to my parents, but the VA is 4 hours one way.
Wow.
Yeah.
And they want me to go 3 days a week. I wouldn't go more than one day a week.
Right.
If that.
Sure. Right,
and then
right.
You think about the fact that someone has to drive you to that appointment because maybe you're not driving or you don't have a car or whatever reason. It just is not humanly possible to do those things. And the beauty of San Diego is we have such an amazing support system here. For the veterans, we have, you know, the La Jolla VA, we have Balboa, we have the Wounded Warrior Regiment, we have, you know, different vet centers throughout San Diego County, and just the overall number of resources here is astronomical.
It's a wealth of resources. Mm-hmm.
So it is, and just keeping them here and getting them that support is amazing.
So what you've done, now how did you get, we were introduced to you through Brian Daly and Patrick Clark. I want to give a shout out
absolutely.
To REIG Renovations. They're great guys.
Huge sponsor for us.
Huge sponsors, and they've continued to stay sponsors. And you're not going to meet any better guys. I mean, they're really great guys. And I love the fact that they've opened opportunities for you to help, because I wouldn't have known. I would have thought you were discharged, you had a disability, and you were given benefits like, well, maybe a month. I know the government doesn't move that quickly, but I would have thought they would have had housing. I don't know. It's shocking to me. It's shocking.
We don't realize what happens on the other side.
And funny how the news doesn't cover that. It's not. It's not. You know, there's not enough hype around it when there should be. There should be. To me,
we care about Kim Kardashian selfie or, you know, these all these other crap.
But or what? Yeah,
this
like
is so this, much more important.
This morning they were reporting on somebody paid $500,000 for a date with Kim Kardashian, and
what?
He was mad that the mom showed up and she showed up with her baby. Well, what did the guy think he was going to do? Take her out on Diner on the Town? Come on. Let's talk about things that matter. I mean, it's crazy.
I can think of a lot of veterans that'll do housing for. With all of that.
Think
it's like,
about
how many
that.
Guys can I 500,000. Support with that one thing?
Yeah. Right.
You know, there's a couple things. One, Brian and Patrick with REIG, they've not only been an amazing support system for us, one of the guys that's currently in our program, they've taken him under their wing as an intern because real estate investing and architecture are his love.
Wow.
And so they've taken him on in a capacity where he goes in every day as if he was going to work because he's not in the working situation right now. But they're training him so when he is ready to go back to work, he's going to have all these current and up-to-date skills.
That's great.
You know, his tool belt to go forward with. And then, you know, we were talking about the homeless veterans. In December alone, we had 22 unanswered housing requests, two of which came on Christmas Eve.
Ugh. Oh, my goodness.
I was able to get one of those guys on Christmas Eve set into a program within, I think it was 2 days, because I called someone I knew and said, look, I've got a guy, and he's like, get him enrolled. So he went into another program. And
Well, you were his Christmas angel, that's for sure.
We work together to try and not just say, oh, I'm sorry, I can't help you.
Right.
You know, it's where can I find you a support system until I have an opening? And maybe something short term, maybe a 90-day program, if that's all that's there. But it's something because it's just, it's gut-wrenching. And that's just 22 in San Diego. That doesn't count the people that call me from across the United States looking for help. And, you know, we spend the time, some of my volunteers and my assistant are just awesome. They hear me on the phone, and they've got resources before I even get off the phone with somebody.
So do you get calls from all over the country? Then?
All over.
So are you one of the pilot programs doing this, or are there other cities that are doing something similar?
There are other programs in San Diego. We're just specific to long-term transitional housing, post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury, single, drug and alcohol-free. So there's lots of other programs that have other areas, like you, if you need drug and alcohol support, they're there. If you need, you know, short term, they're there. If you need just something to help you get back on your feet to get a job, they're there. We can do short term. We've had guys that have been with us for 4 months. As a matter of fact, our spokesman came in and he had been out of the Marine Corps for 6 weeks. He'd been homeless for 5 of those 6 weeks, living in his car with his service dog, and literally had $80 left in his pocket. It was $109 the day he moved in. And we expected him to be long-term. His benefits started rolling in, you know, little by little. And he just one day, it was actually New Year's Day, he said, I'm moving out in 3 days. And I went, what? And he said, you know, you've given me everything I need. I've got a financial stability plan. I have the finances. I've already found a place. And he had talked to 8 other people and gone through the scenario and made sure that he was ready. And he's flying. He's started some businesses. Wow. He's a full-time student. He's come back to Wounded Warrior Homes as a spokesman for us. And Robert has just done amazing things.
That's amazing.
A matter of he just needed a roof over his head. And all the things he was completely capable of doing, he did.
Right.
You know,
and that's
we're
so
there
important.
For support.
I mean, they've got it right, Angie?
Yeah.
The one thing about you need the help, but you've got to help yourself.
Right.
I mean, if
you
were working with somebody, you would want them to take responsibility, too.
Absolutely. Well, you know, there's sometimes a fine line between people getting too comfortable and then kind of relinquishing that control and kind of just wanting. It's what we call secondary gains. Like when people get sick and they're not doing well, like it feels good for someone to bring you, you know, hot soup and to take care of you. But so there's that fine balance between how much do you care and at what point do you kind of step back and then allow them to launch. And you sound like you're doing a fantastic job.
We work hard not to, you know, to be there for support system, connect them, you know, with REIG if they want to do that type of intern, connect them with attorneys or make sure they go
Real
to
estate,
the doctor's appointments. You know, whatever. Each guy is different. So whatever they need to help them make that step forward, we try to make sure that doing some sort of recreational activity to go out and have fun. If they're interested in religious opportunities, finding those for them. Just really helping them do the things they're completely capable of doing.
Right.
But just with a roof over their head, they can focus on that instead of how am I going to eat tomorrow?
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, basic survival.
Well, we got to take a break.
Okay.
And when we come back from break, we're going to hear more from Mia. We love you being here.
Thank you.
We love Wounded Warrior Homes.
Thank
we're going to find out how people can donate. And, you know, we're supporters. We're going to donate, too.
It.
But we'll be right back, folks. ESPN 1700, Big Daddy Radio Hour. Be right back. Alrighty, we are back with Gaga in the background. You're on ESPN 1700, Big Daddy Radio Hour, here every Wednesday at 1 o'clock. And we're always here with a wide variety of topics. You never know what you're getting here. But we want to make sure people are living their most authentic life. That's something that I have found to be the staple of this show. And regardless if people want us to change that or turn into some financial sleeper, that's not going to happen. We want people to be educated, and we want people to be good. And we're very appreciative of Lawyer's Title and Escrow, who has been our sponsor. Five Star Escrow is a previous sponsor who we're also very appreciative of. There's good people out in the community that have supported this show, and we appreciate that. Okay, so back to Mia Roseberry and Wounded Warrior Homes. Angela Moskovitz, my co-host, is with us, and Wesley Shaw from RPM Mortgage. We care about our veterans. We care. I just think too many people think they just get out of the military and they fall back in place and they've got a roof over their head and they're ready to march forward. Mia knows this is not the case and gave us a staggering statistic of the number of homeless people. Was it 22,000?
Over 48,000 across the United
across
States.
The United States.
Iraq that's and scary. Afghanistan veterans.
Right. So, yeah, that's not including any of the other wars that we've, you know, decimated the people on. And these are all people who have fought for our freedom, our livelihood, and it's just something that we all take very seriously. Why don't you talk about how can somebody as an individual donate to you? What's the in writing a check, whether it be $10, $50, $100, $1,000, whatever it is. Let's start with the individual first. If I wanted to donate to, which I have.
Yes,
I could,
you have.
I
thank
could
you.
Give you a check today for whatever amount, correct?
Absolutely.
And you would make that to Wounded Warrior Homes?
Yes.
Okay.
You can write us a check. You can go on our website, woundedwarriorhomes.org, and donate there.
I'm going to do that today.
We have...
That's easier.
That's always easy. And the biggest thing about Wounded Warrior Homes is you can designate where you want your funds to go to. So there's a big question about how much is operational, how much is this, how much is that. And so we always tell people, where do you want the money? You know, we have people that are specific to certain things, and the majority of it goes to housing. Awesome. We're great with that.
Right.
We really want the donor to be happy with the way they support us. So writing a check, you know, Wounded Warrior Homes, you can go to our website. You can participate in a fundraising event that we have coming up. We have three that are our events.
Perfect entree.
Yes,
let's
always
talk about those.
And which is the majority of the way we raise our funds is fundraising, grassroots fundraising efforts. And we have three events coming up. It's a very busy summer. We have the first one is our Hot Rods for Heroes car show, and it is part of the grand reopening of the county administration building down by the Star of India. Everything's been turned into a park, and they've invited us to do a car show. So
nice.
100% of the proceeds from that event will go to us because they're letting us participate in the event for free.
100%.
That's folks. Great.
There's an easy way.
Nice.
There's an easy
super
way.
Super easy way.
Come on.
And you could, if you are into motorcycles, you can participate in our fifth annual Warriors Code Poker Ride. That is on Memorial Weekend. May 24th, it starts at 8:30. It's at Biggs Harley in San Marcos. We're going to go out into the East County, Northeast County area and do a poker ride and come back for live music and food that Biggs Harley puts on for us at the end. That's also a fundraiser.
Fun.
We have raffles at all of our events. And then we also have the Bobby Chitwood concert. He's an up-and-coming country singer. This is his second year doing a concert for us. He's actually our celebrity spokesman. And he's coming out from Wyoming to do a concert for us at In Cahoots. And In Cahoots is helping to sponsor the event.
We know In Cahoots.
We do.
Yeah. They're really great. And they've done, you know, worlds of support for us around, you know, getting this concert back again this year. And, you know, bringing Bobby back. And that is on June 29th.
Okay.
And the tickets for that will go on sale probably in the next couple of weeks.
Okay.
I want Angela to do a concert. I want.
Someday.
You know, let me tell you.
Someday.
Listen, there's no one more than us, right, Wes, that
right.
believes
so
in it. We just think
Thank
you're
you,
fantastic.
Thank
I
you.
Want you to do a benefit concert. You've got a great Thank voice,
I'm
and people would love
oh,
it.
Oh, that would
That's
be wonderful.
They would
That's
love
wonderful.
It. They would love it. But run down the dates one That's more time awesome. So people hear it twice.
Hot Rods for Heroes is on May 10th at in San Diego in front of the
County Administration
yeah. building.
There
I
you
don't
go. It's a team
that.
Effort.
A team.
It's a team effort. Yeah. All right, Angie. That's
We're
right.
The poker ride is on May 24th at Biggs Harley in San Marcos, and the Bobby Chitwood concert is at In Cahoots on June 29th. And we also have another way that you can donate to us, whether you're a business or an individual. It's called our Help Build a Home program, of which 100% of the funds from that go into our housing program. And we had an amazing house that was donated to us by Team Capital DC. It's a 100% solar house, provides 40% more energy than it needs. And the students created, designed, built, and had it trucked from D.C. to Irvine for the Solar Decathlon. It won a lot of first, second, and third place awards. It took seventh overall, their first house. And they created it as an ADA-compliant home for a veteran. Mm. It's the most soothing home you've ever been in.
So where is the home?
The home right now, sadly, is in storage.
Right.
Oh.
And we're working
very
hard.
The Harvest Home, right?
It's called the Harvest Home. And we are working to raise the funds through our Help Build a Home program to get it through the next phase of the permit process and the funds it will cost to have it, you know, trucked up and set on the property and opened again so we can move more veterans into another home. And we already have the property. We just need the house.
Isn't that crazy? So the house is there in storage, just waiting to go through the permit process. You said you needed to raise about $80,000. So, you know, if somebody wanted to donate on your website and said, hey, I want this, you know, $10,000 donation to go to Harvest House,
Absolutely. And we also have the ability to be a corporate sponsor of that project and naming sponsor opportunities. For that house. So
we got to find a good grant writer for you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's a job in and of itself.
We do. We have a grant writer, but you could always use some more help. Because poor Larry is just working his little fingers off trying to write and research. And
I've been in the nonprofit world.
Definitely need help. Because all of our funds
are cumbersome.
You know, fundraising efforts or community efforts, like the Help Build a Home. It's currently in Pacific Marine Credit Union. If you're a Pacific Marine Credit Union member, you can go there and you'll see our little house, their quarter sheet page, and you can donate right there.
Well, how much? Tell the people. This is amazing.
Last year, Pacific Marine Credit Union raised almost $8,000 in 30 days in four branches.
Oh, my gosh. That's incredible.
So
people are opening their hearts. Really, I like it. You are fans of this show. Open your hearts. We love it. We're all about showing the love. Seriously. Anything we can do, Mia, to help, we're here.
Well, thank you.
And
so,
I really believe in it.
If you've got a business where your clients come into your office, please let us know. We will provide you with everything you need to do this project for us. The Help Build a Home is a great way to get the community, your clients, your patrons to, you know, support the community at a dollar a person. And it really, really, really adds up. People think a dollar is just a dollar, but That's how we've built this organization, $1 at a time, and so every dollar goes to helping our veterans, and it's really, really been great.
How many hours a week do you spend on this? I mean, you're
doing me?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't
70?
Know. I kind of lose track at like 60.
I mean, you're just relentlessly going, and you know, it takes a special soul such as yourself. You know, I've worked in the nonprofit world. Andrew's been in the nonprofit. Mm-hmm. Wes, I mean, it's. Just takes time. You've got to volunteer.
And commitment. Oh my gosh.
Talk about it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's especially you have three babies. I mean, it's probably your dynamics change.
That was one of the biggest commitments I ever made. But
I mean, having the time to donate and to volunteer for something that's near and dear to your heart, it's really, donate. It's not just always about cash. Sometimes it's about that sweat equity that you can put in.
Our volunteers are amazing. We have interns from Cal State San Marcos this year. We have interns from Maricosta College. We have a student who started as an intern from Palomar who stayed on and is now working, and he still finds a way to come in and help out, helping out at events, helping out in evenings. If you want to help on a project, manpower, we're actually going to be doing a work day at our house in Vista on the 15th of March. And we need some skilled labor to help hang doors and do some electrical work. And
so any of you know handymen, contractors, anyone that could lend a hand, it would certainly help
our
veterans.
It's on May 15th, and you can get in touch with us at 760-483-3553.
Perfect.
You know, I had a couple of sayings that just came to mind.
Please.
Just real quickly. You know, we always say, tomorrow, I'm going to do it tomorrow. Well, tomorrow never comes. right?
Now he does.
And I have this wonderful friend. I remember one of my very best friends. I remember we were going into her. She was the woman of lists. And I learned a really valuable lesson from her. We're in, I don't know, we're out shopping, whatever. We're going into her garage, and she goes, oh, I see the bike over to the right, and I need to move it to the left. Hold on. I'm going to write down that I need to do that. And then she started laughing at herself. She said, why am I taking the time to write it? I need to just do it. Mm-hmm. And so, and that's been like our mantra ever since. It's like, don't put it on a list, just do it. We can, you know, the triplet, I could have easily used the triplets for many, many years as a reason why triplets. Not to do something. Or, you know, and honestly, they're almost 17 now and I'm still exhausted. I'm still busy. We just have to find the time and we need to create it and we need to do it now.
Rest, is that not a common theme?
Just a,
oh, yeah.
I mean, we say the same thing. Say the same thing.
I think we all do. I'm just putting it out there because I think we all do. Even motivated, driven people. I'm just kind of.
Yeah. I'm the queen of that.
Are you kidding? Wes has got to the point where he'd be like, I know, tomorrow. And I'm like, yeah, tomorrow.
Yeah.
And tomorrow just seems to never come. It comes, but it just never seems to happen.
No, well, there's more to do.
That's right.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
So why not just get it done now?
All right, we got to take a break. It's before we hit our last segment. Mia Roseberry, Wounded Warrior Holmes, is here with us today. We appreciate it. When we come back, we're going to talk with Angie and Wes and Mia about our show, kind of the what's going to happen in the next several weeks. Stay tuned, folks. Fun. We've got Britt in the background. We're on ESPN 1700 AM, Big Daddy Radio Hour, sponsored by Lawyers Title and Escrow. We love them. I have Angela Moskowitz, doctor, with us, and you can reach us at BigDaddyRadio.com. You can call us at 619-399-3300. We have Mia Roseberry from Wounded Warrior Holmes. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
Of course, I would like for you to work with the person that does our website to get all of this information translated over so that, you know, people know when upcoming events are and how they can donate. So I'm going to put you in touch with her just to make that happen. I think that would be an important thing. What do you think, Wes?
Yeah, great.
Well, thank you.
And we're definitely strong supporters. So we did have a musical guest that was scheduled today that was stuck out of town.
But she was. She's trapped in the snow.
Trapped in the snow. We're excited to have her on. Yeah. And next week, we are going to have the insurance gals back, Michelle and Mary, because we didn't get to part of their supplemental insurance policies so that they can talk about that and update us. And then I'd like to have her on as well so we can break up the segments. But we're going to go to more of just like a round robin panel kind of a thing here in the future, like we have been doing.
Yeah, we have.
But it gives people good information, and hopefully it's entertaining enough for people while getting the good information. You know, we try to make it as fun as possible. We try to let you know how much we love you. We are so appreciative of you tuning in and being with us each week. You know, we'll talk about some real estate, but the one thing I don't ever want this show to become is some drone of like, okay, we're going to teach you how to financial plan. Yes, we definitely want you to learn how to financial plan. Yes, we definitely want you to learn about real estate. Yes, we definitely want you to learn about Wounded Warrior Homes. But at the same time, we want to impart that information in a way that, you know, have some entertaining to it. We want to bring on the right guests, and we're going to do that. Okay. We're going to do that, and we're going to continue to do that because I think we've done that in the past. We've got celebrities that I love. We love to talk about pop culture. We get a lot of great emails back about that. So don't worry, folks. I will never let that not be a part of our show. I would walk before that was ever taken away from us. And because it's just to me what we're built on and why people are listening. And so for me to ever be given a mandate on this is how the show is going to be, then unfortunately I would take a pass.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's my thought for the day. So at this 1 o'clock hour, but what's going on with you, Angie, in general?
Well, first of all, I like that thought.
Thank you.
I do. You know, I mean, all of us have very serious components to our lives, and there's, you know, knowing where and when to be serious, but I love this platform and being able to show all the parts of who we are.
I do too.
Yeah, and we definitely enjoy the arts and music
and so
current
do
events.
So many people,
and
they love it.
What's that?
Like we get so much great feedback and emails from people. We really do. I mean, I cannot begin to tell you how many people are like, you know, I've just got hooked on this show. Yeah. I started listening and like I turned my office onto it. Yeah. I mean, we have email after email after email like that we've had over time. And it's even people outside of San Diego. Like we have the fitness soccer in.
Right,
we've got Tamara and Eddie from Real Housewives. Mm-hmm. We've had Marisol Patton from the Real Housewives. I've got some other Real Housewives surprise for us. That's always fun to get the people because they're always characters.
Oh, yeah.
They're always characters. So, but some good ones, some loving ones. We definitely have a no bullying stance here.
Yeah.
And that's something that, you know, I want to touch on. The cyberbullying just continues. Mm-hmm. Did you see the clip about the news anchor that was overweight? I don't know, Mia, if you saw it or Wes. Did you guys see that? Okay, she was overweight, and a guy wrote into her, like, how dare you be on the news and propound to be a role model for young girls. I have a 12-year-old, and you're nothing but a disgrace. And so her husband, who's the anchor of same station, like in the morning, saw that on the Facebook page, and he wrote back to the guy, like, you know, it was very professional, and it's made its way through Facebook. Mm-hmm. But the woman, who I thought was very brave, it kind of almost made me cry. It really did, almost. I was very emotional when I watched it, but you could tell she was hurt, but she put on a brave face and she owned who she was, but she really, really told that guy, you know, how it was. And I don't think that guy was ready for the thunderstorm that was going to be. It was a Wisconsin
unfolded
news anchor. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Leashed. Well, good.
So then the guy crawled back into his little space and was like, no, that's not how I meant it.
Yeah, well,
words are powerful.
Absolutely.
And, right? And hurtful. So this guy, it was hundreds of thousands of people weighed in on it. And, you know, there were a lot of hateful people, a lot of people that are fat phobic.
Mm-hmm.
But I just thought she was really powerful. And it's stuff like that, that the cyberbullying, the people that don't have the cojones to go and, you know, tell you, like, hey, I think you're an idiot because, and you know what, pick up the phone. You know, people have businesses, people have things that they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You don't attack somebody because you don't like them and try to tear them down.
Mm-hmm.
That's just chicken, and you can fill in the blank on that so that we don't get bleeped. But it is. It's total chicken nonsense.
Yeah.
And I think there's way too much of that. So we're going to revisit bullying. And it's bullying at the adult level as well as it. I cannot imagine being a teenager and being subjected to the kind of stuff that these kids are today.
Right.
I can't imagine. And we've had people on in the past, and Angie and I will have more people.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I mean, because it's a very important thing, you know, as people go on. I don't know, Mia, it's just the internet to me has just opened all kinds of craziness.
Yeah, it's kind of scary, the things that some people want to say about others.
Right.
You know,
Or they hide behind it, you know.
Yeah,
they hide behind
it's a forum for sharing things. I get that, but I don't know. It just, I don't know, if you don't have any, it's the old adage my grandmother used to tell me, if you don't have anything nice to say,
don't say it.
I mean, really, isn't that the truth?
You know,
honestly,
don't.
Like, just keep it to yourself.
Would you really want someone to say that to your face about you, whatever it is?
Right,
I mean,
right.
If we don't want to hear it, how come we think it's okay to say it?
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. I find, like, with weight especially, people are very easy, both now on both sides of the spectrum, to say, oh, you're looking too frail now. They were the same people that were saying, like, oh, you're too fat. I'm like, my head is spinning.
Mm-hmm.
Like, where's my medium ground? Where's my happy ground? So
I
get it. Yeah.
Do you want to hear something good? And I've only got a piece of it, so I'm going to do a little more research. I'll tell you more on the show next week. But I just happened to catch on the news this morning that there's some teacher that, and I don't know what instigated it, what got it going inside of her, but she started really, really looking at who were the kids to more likely get bullied. So I'm not talking about cyberbullying right now. I'm just talking about bullying in general.
Mm-hmm.
And this is at an elementary school level. And she started looking at a lot of the kids are kids who for some reason are feeling isolated or secluded. So she's working on a program of inclusion and identifying really, really early on, not blaming the victim, not saying that, but it's a complex dynamic. And to try to get that at the early stages, I just think is a positive and wonderful thing. And it's really taking off. But I'm definitely going to look into that more and see what
please.
She's doing.
And then
it's wonderful.
You know, next week we'll catch up. Wounded Warrior Homes, but I'll get you so that we're all caught up on the website and everything is good. Support them. I'm so glad that Patrick and Brian introduced us to you because you've done great for us.
Thank you.
Wes Shaw from RPM Mortgage. Rates are low, folks. Wes, how can people contact you? Before you buy, qualify. What's the phone number?
You can call me at 619-312-4300 or go to my website, shawhomeloans.com.
Okay, 619-312-4300, shawhomeloans.com. Before you buy, qualify. And if you need to list or buy, call me, 619-399-3300. That's all of our day jobs. And folks, let me tell you, without you listening, we wouldn't have a program. And this program is based on just pure love and just thankfulness for the listeners that we have. And if you're one of those individuals that's mean and nasty, tune out. Adam, thank you for being here. I love when you're on the board. A+. It was great to see you today. Okay, folks, we're signing off. We'll see you next week. Got lots of good surprises in store. Take care until then, and you know we love you.